Is it frustrating for you?
I said before, I really don't know which necessary word to use. I don't think it's the word frustrated anymore. We've earned what we earned. We're at where we're at. And we got to grow. We got to figure out how to win the close games. And it's a process. You know, going into that game, going into the last game, we knew mathematically, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs. So, you know, I was just talking to the team about, you know, you got to play. It's the pride. You're always earning your right to stay in the league, building and changing the culture for next year. And finishing strong is imperative. So it's annoying when you cut on the tape and you see the reasons why. You know, you keep putting yourself in positions where you're not coming out with a victory, as we prepare for every single week. But again, you know, it's part of the game. Nobody's out of the tank. This is a privilege and an honor to play this game. It's not an obligation, so we all go about our craft every day to put our best foot forward and be great.
Rashad, where does more of the motivation come from at this point? Does it come from within, or does it come from just trying to be responsible to your teammates?
All of it, I think collectively, you know, brings forth the best player. I think I said before, it was week three. You know, you got to find a different motivation outside this game, regardless, you know, what the record is. Stay tunnel vision and the reason, and remember why you started. You know, everybody plays this game for a different reason, and I'm not one to try to force why you should play it. So remind yourself of those. Remember, this is a privilege, and go about your craft, man. We're professionals.
Rashad, what's your physical status this week?
Did you practice that? Nah, I didn't. But you know, just trying to heal up quick as I can. But I think it should be good.
Think you'll be okay on Sunday?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel you always think that.
Right.
Rashad, you said before you earn what you earn. This team's gotten hit hard with injuries. I mean, nobody earns that. Let's be realistic. I mean, we see what effect it has, but is it taking more of a mental toll to where like a different mentality is kind of sitting in, and do you think?
You know, dealing with injuries and mentality, you can't ever let situations or a person dictate your attitude, no matter what you're doing, especially when you're a professional athlete. It's always been a next man up mentality ever since I've been in the league. You know, under the leadership of Tom Coughlin, like I said before, something I took from him day one was that faces may change, but expectations never do. And everybody in this locker room, since I've been in here, has been capable of getting the job done. So I wouldn't say it changes the mentality between the snaps. I mean, obviously we're human. You know, let's not overlook that. If somebody pinch you, you might say ouch. But how you respond to it is important. And we come to work every single day. Nobody's satisfied. And, you know, we got a lot to prove.
When you have a situation like last week where you guys are up 21-0 and then you fall down at the end there, I mean, I guess the question is why? What happens? Why do you suddenly let off? I mean, you guys had the pedal on the metal, and then all of a sudden it just struck the bottom, dropped off.
Yeah, well, you know, why? I mean, I don't think anybody could give you the right answer. I don't think it is a right answer. You know, but at the end of the day, 11 men on the field collectively need to figure out how to make those plays to end and seal the game with the victory. And, you know, you cut on the tape and you watch how things start to unfold. It's frustrating. I mean, it's correctable. So you swallow the pill. You take your toll. Yeah, you take the beating from the coaches. You take the beating from the media. You take the beating from your little nephew asking what's wrong with you. And, you know, again, you go back to this is a privilege. So I know myself and the rest of my teammates, we're just going to keep fighting and playing hard as we can.
Your nephew's getting on?
Yeah, he on me, man. know, my nephew on me all the time. My family stay on me about everything. So,
as bad as we are?
Yeah, worse. Trust me. This is G version of how hard I'm on myself, how hard my family stays on me, and, you know, outside of these walls, how much I want to play this game. So, I understand everybody's frustration outside the walls, because it happens in here too. We on the same boat. So we're going to get this right.